USA News. I'm Corey Myers. North Korea again pushing the boundaries and launching missiles, this time from a submarine off the coast of their country. The test supervised by South Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a means to get nuclear weapons into the hands of the country's military. That missile hit an island target, but the U.S. State Department responded by telling North Korea to, quote, refrain from further provocative destabilizing actions and return to diplomacy, unquote. The deaths of three American troops in a drone attack yesterday has pulled the U.S. deeper into the Middle East conflict in Gaza. President Joe Biden said in a banquet hall of a Baptist church in South Carolina, hours after the attack, "We shall respond." National Security Council's John Kirby told this to CNN.
We don't want a wider war with Iran. We don't want a wider war in the region. But we got to do what we have to do.
The test fire had no impact on the security of a neighboring country. Two people in Mississippi arrested after the abandonment of a newborn girl who was found last week behind dumpsters. Those two people, who were not identified, were arrested Friday after that baby girl was found wrapped in several blankets in a car seat behind the dumpster at a mobile home park near the Tennessee border. She was taken to a hospital and was found to be in good condition. Activists protesting food insecurity in France threw soup at the Mona Lisa hanging in the Louvre in Paris on Saturday. Thankfully, that masterpiece is behind glass, so the painting was not damaged. But the two women from a group, Riposte Alimentaire, or Food Response, splashed soup from thermoses and called for the integration of food into the general social security system. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A South Carolina-based ocean exploration company thinks they may have found Amelia Earhart's missing plane that she disappeared in 1937. Deep Sea Vision's CEO Tony Romeo said he believes that the airplane-shaped object that his company captured in a sonar image is Earhart's Lockheed 10E Electra. She was trying to become the first woman to fly completely around the globe when she disappeared on July 6th. 2nd of 1937. She was last seen in Papua New Guinea and disappeared near Howland Island in the Pacific Ocean. Romeo's company used a drone worth $9 million to search a 6,000 square mile section of ocean. He said he plans to return to get clearer pictures and hopefully solve the mystery. After two deaths last year from ice skates slicing a hockey player's neck, USA Hockey mandating neck laceration protection for all players under the age of 18. The new rule starts for USA Hockey August 1st, but the International Ice Hockey Federation has required neck guards for the players at all levels at the tournaments it runs. The governing body for the sport in the U.S. also said it strongly recommends that adults also wear neck protection. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.